Worldview: Al-Shabaab double bombing kills 16 people in Mogadishu, Somalia. By John J. Zanakis on December 23, 2018. This morning's key headlines from generationaldynamics.com. Al-Shabaab double bombing kills 16 people in Mogadishu, Somalia. Somalia's Black Hawk Down event affects U.S. policy today. Al-Shabaab double bombing kills 16 people in Mogadishu, Somalia. Site of Mogadishu bombing on Saturday, AP. A massive car bomb detonated at a military checkpoint near Somalia's presidential palace in the capital city Mogadishu on Saturday, followed by a smaller explosion nearby. At least 16 people were killed and dozens injured. The bombings appear to target people heading to work. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group, took responsibility for the attacks. One of those killed was prominent journalist Al-Tahir Salad. The attack comes a week after six airstrikes from U.S. warplanes killed 62 Al-Shabaab militants, according to the U.S. military. The U.S. has a huge military base in neighboring Djibouti, from which the U.S. has launched 40 airstrikes so far this year, compared to 35 in 2017. It is estimated that at least 400 people have been killed in airstrikes since the beginning of 2017, far more than the previous 10 years combined. U.S. airstrikes have forced Al-Shabaab to change its tactics. Instead of targeting Somali government with mass attacks and assassinations, which expose its fighters to airstrikes, they've instead increased urban guerrilla warfare of terrorist bombings. Al-Shabaab, AS, is an indigenous jihadist terror group which has pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. There is a separate jihadist group in Puntland, northern Somalia, affiliated with ISIS called IS Somalia or ISS, Abna al-Khalifa. However, ISS has had nowhere near the success in blowing people up that IS has had. Both groups have been increasingly demanding that businesses pay them taxes, in exchange for protection from bombings and terror attacks. Thus, both IS and ISS are increasingly acting more and more like mafia criminals, rather than pious jihadists. AP and Reuters and BBC and Hiral Institute. Somalia's Black Hawk Down event affects U.S. policy today. In 1988, a full-scale generational crisis civil war began in Somalia which, combined with a growing famine, was killing tens of thousands of people. In the final days of his presidency, George H.W. Bush committed ordered more than 20,000 troops into Somalia to calm the situation and to save thousands of innocents from death. The Black Hawk Down incident, which was later made into a movie, was the climax of the Battle of Mogadishu and also the climax of Somalia's civil war. Black Hawk Down shocked the American public and caused the U.S. under Bill Clinton to withdraw its forces from Somalia in 1994 and to be reluctant to intervene in African crises since then. So, for example, the U.S. stayed out of the massive Rwanda massacre in 1994, which is probably just as well. The American military's hasty retreat was viewed by many as a sign of weakness, that the United States could not tolerate military casualties. In 1996, Osama bin Laden taunted the Clinton administration about its withdrawal. "You left carrying disappointment, humiliation, defeat and your dead with you." After the terror attack on September 11, 2001, U.S. Special Forces began gradually returning to Africa. By 2016, 17% of all Special Forces deployed overseas were in Africa. About 40 American soldiers were sent to Somalia in March 2017, the largest deployment of American troops to the Horn of Africa since Black Hawk Down in 1993. Their job was not combat but was, rather, to train the Somalis to fight Al-Shabaab on their own, supported by American airstrikes. Today, 17 years after 9/11, it seems clear that the war on terror is not being won. And this is causing the Trump administration to reevaluate its military policies. This has resulted in announcements of troop withdrawals from Syria and Afghanistan and may lead to other announcements. Washington Post and AP. Related articles. New Somalia terror bombings again raise question of U.S. military strategy in Africa, October 29, 2017. U.S. sends dozens of troops to Somalia. First time since Black Hawk Down. April 15, 2017. Somalia's Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for religion-based Kenya attack, November 23, 2014. Minnesota linked to Kenya shopping mall attack raises U.S. fears, September 23, 2013. Female suicide bomber attacks Somalia's National Theater, April 5, 2012. Keys, generational dynamics, Somalia. Mogadishu, Djibouti, Al-Shabaab, AS, is Somalia. ISS, Abna al-Khalifa, Battle of Mogadishu. Black Hawk Down, Rwanda, Osama bin Laden, Syria, Afghanistan. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.